CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The pandemic, COVID-19, news from the Pacific Basin. New Zealanders are dying from COVID at record rates as the country battles a new wave of the Omicron strain that is particularly affecting the older population. In Japan, new coronavirus cases in Tokyo surged past 30,000 for the first time since the pandemic began, spurring officials to call for more vigilance. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, a physician, Pacific Research Institute. HenryMillerMD.org is the website to see Henry's filings on this matter and others. Henry is a veteran virology researcher, a co-discoverer of a key enzyme in the flu virus. So therefore, we speak to Henry's long experience with viruses and what is to be done. Right now, we're going to apply ourselves to the anecdotes that I'm hearing around the world of people coming down with the COVID-19 for the second or third time. These are people who have survived with the vaccine as a buffer, who've survived with masking and distancing. And yet, Omicron BA5, that is the one that is much in the news, seems to penetrate or go right past my Moderna, your Pfizer, all of the solutions we had for Alpha and Delta. So again, what is to be done? Henry, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. I want to attend to the White House first. Citizen number one, the president is said to be effecting a cure, taking Paxlovid, for his exposure to what we're presuming is Omicron BA5. Is all in order with that from what you've heard from the White House? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening, John. Well, there's certainly a lot to unpack here, many aspects of the pandemic. As you said, it was announced yesterday that the president has tested positive for COVID and has mild symptoms and is being treated with Paxlovid. And this was discussed at some length during a press conference with the presidential press secretary, Karine Saint-Pierre, Jean-Pierre, and the White House COVID coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha, yesterday. And there was a lot of reassurance and spin going on, especially from the press secretary. Dr. Jha reassured us that the symptoms were mild, that the president was working very, very hard despite his symptoms, and that he was on Paxlovid. During the Q&A, one astute reporter asked about interactions between Paxlovid and any other drugs that the president was taking. And Dr. Jha said very breezily, very casually, we discontinued his statin and his anticoagulant, which have dangerous drug-drug interactions with Paxlovid, and that's all fine. Well, what he glossed over and which no one followed up on is that the president needs anticoagulation. He has atrial fibrillation, an abnormal heart rhythm that causes clots to form in one of the chambers of the heart and makes him particularly prone to a clot and throwing an embolus into his brain, causing a stroke. So Dr. Jha just breezed right past that, and none of the press corps followed up on it. And this is one of the complications of Paxlovid. It has, in the FDA's fact sheet on the drug, there are six pages of potentially dangerous drug-drug interactions. It's a great drug if you can take it, but not everyone can safely. So that's an interesting sidelight on the press conference. Also, we were treated to a very slick little video of the president standing on a balcony, reassuring us that he was doing very well and so on. But what we need to remember is that this is a politician who has lied consistently over his entire political career about his the number of degrees that he had in undergraduate school, his standing in law school, and all sorts of things. So I urge everyone to take all that with a very large number of grains of salt.
COVID. This is Governor Hochul. New York is prepping for a potential fall surge in COVID cases when schools reopen by stockpiling tests and keeping mask mandates on the table. Hospitalizations and infections are already on the rise in the Empire State thanks to the BA5 subvariant of Omicron, which has proven to be particularly good at evading protections. Henry, is this also an observation in California, and do we hear other states preparing for it getting worse?
We do, John, and many of us in the virology and epidemiology community have been saying that it's very hard to play catch up with a highly transmissible, highly infectious virus that's spreading. If you don't try to get ahead of it early on, it buries you, sometimes literally. So Los Angeles County, the largest county in the country, is currently contemplating, or more accurately, on the verge of declaring another mask mandate. They're just waiting for some additional data. If that confirms, as we expect it will, that they're in a higher risk category for transmission, they'll impose a mask mandate. And I expect that it's going to happen elsewhere as well. Unfortunately, the feds, the CDC, the White House, so-called experts, have been pretty much missing an action on this. I think for political reasons, they don't want to impose any new restrictions that will exacerbate the public's pandemic fatigue, and we're going to pay the price for it in terms of illnesses and eventually the economy as we have more absenteeism, more strain on the health system.
Henry, there's some puzzles here, and I want your help. This is the New York Daily News reporting. Health officials encourage anyone over 50 to get a COVID booster shot if they have yet to receive one this year to help protect them against infection. However, consistently, I am reading and being told that the Moderna and Pfizer shots are not effective against Omicron BA5. We've talked about these subvariants evading what was possible to prevent the first years. Is that accurate? And is so are boosters no longer wise given the Omicron?
Boosters are wise. And the reason is that that good, complete vaccination, the original two-shot regime plus two boosters, protects pretty well, very well, I should say, against hospitalization and death, although it's not so good, not as good, certainly, as vaccination was against the earlier variants to prevent infection. So until we have vaccines that are specific for Omicron, and better still, vaccines that are administered nasally, which elicit a new level of immune response, we need to work with the tools we have, which are complete aggressive vaccination and masking under conditions that are high risk, indoor settings with lots of people around, airplanes and airports, public transportation in particular.
Dr. Henry Miller, henrymillermd.org is the website to see Henry's reporting. He's at the Pacific Research Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.